What's up, boys? Bollywood cycles are back, and today we're going to be talking about Munabai. So the topic we're about to talk about is you know, it's going to be very controversial because Munabai is a very beloved character, and but how it, you know, the thing is we have watched Munabai MBBS so many times, right? How many times do you think you've watched Munabai MBBS?
Probably 17 times minimum.
I think I watched it like probably fucking 70, you know?
Probably.
I watched this shit 70 times, but you know what I've never done?
What?
Is watched this while high.
Okay.
And you know what happened this time?
What happened?
I had a realization.
What realization?
Munabai is probably a rapist.
Probably? Well, those are big allegations.
I'm not saying Sanjay Dutt is. Probably. But Munabai is.
So you're saying Munabai could be a rapist?
No, is.
Is a rapist?
Yes.
Okay, so you must have a lot of evidence to support your claim. Could you please present your evidence?
It's, listen, right now there's a case going on, right? It's an FBI case going on.
Okay.
And all the files, all the evidence files I've submitted to the FBI case, I'm not allowed to show anybody else right now, okay? It's like some big people involved, all right?
Fuck.
I don't know if you heard, you know, Brendan Schaub?
Have
you heard of Brendan Schaub?
Oh, he's a scholar, right?
Have you heard of him?
I think, isn't he a scholar?
He's like a comedian, scholar, fighter.
Scientist?
He's like the fucking alpha man of the alpha.
Oh, fuck. He looks like one.
Right. So you have heard of him then?
Yes.
Right. No, he looks like a faggot, but, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Neither
big faggot, you know. But he was actually on the Tiger Belly podcast talking about his whole pedophile case. Actually, what I'm talking about is actually connected to that case.
Oh, so you're a pedophile?
No, I'm not. That's not what I fucking said. Don't put words in my
mouth. So you're a pedophile?
Don't put words in
my
mouth.
How long have you... Okay, so let's get something straight. Are you a pedophile or are you a hebophile? Hebophile is like more of like a teenager.
I'm not any of this. Why are you talking
about this? Pedophile? Oh, I'm sorry.
I know you're a necrophile.
No, I don't... I think that's offensive to say. Please don't say the N-word and file afterwards.
Okay.
I'm not Thomas Jefferson, okay? I don't have some fetish for black people sexually. Anyways, so please give us some evidence for these allegations, man. Stop this bullshit. Just give us evidence.
I can't give you evidence. I just told you. It's
FBI
enclosed evidence.
It's closed evidence on official.
You know what? I can't give you actual FBI enclosed evidence, but what I can
give
you
some
my thoughts and opinions and reasons.
Sure, give me some logic. Give me anything.
Exactly.
See, anything.
You're asking the question wrong. You're not a good interviewer.
I'm not an interviewer. I'm your sex slave. You hired me for this podcast. Okay, go ahead.
So, basically, what I was going to say was, I forgot because I'm too high.
Okay, I can help you. Mm. Now, does this make any sense for Munabai to say, "Acha, ab consent milega"? Does this make any sense?
No, wait. How would he say it? How would he say it?
Tere se consent chahiye.
Wait, what's the Hindi word for consent? Hold on. Ijazat.
Ijazat.
That's Urdu, bro. That's Urdu.
No, that's
Urdu. Fucking Hindi, bro. Fucking Hindi, retard.
Fucking Hindi, bro.
No. Alright. No, ijazat. You would never say ijazat. Ijazat is a little too complicated.
Yeah, it doesn't make... That see, that's why Munabai would probably is a rapist.
Because he doesn't know the word ijazah. That's the evidence.
Yeah, that's a good evidence. Another good evidence is that Munabai...
No, this is Munabai asking for consent. Eh. Yeah.
Okay, well, what if the woman says, nay?
Eh, dena.
See, okay, so how is that consent? So that's literally evidence that Munabai is a rapist. Because he's just relentless.
This reenactment is true. 100%
truth.
100% truth. 100%
truth. Okay.
Based on 100% reality.
Now, another reality is that Munabai murdered people. Okay?
100%.
He 100% murdered a few people at least. Not like crazy. but a few people. That's fine. Like, I murdered one person, which was my mother. I strangled her to death.
Shut the fuck.
But,
stop. Listen, man. Listen. Come here. Come here.
Yes.
Come here, man. You can't keep fucking talking about how we both killed your mother and stuffed her in a fucking closet in our apartment. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, crap. Man? I'm sorry. Anyways, guys, just we'll edit this out, right?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Nothing happened. So, anyways. So Munna Bhai,
so, murderer. So Munna Bhai is a murderer. So you're telling me this murderer is not gonna rape his bitch? Like, what the hell?
Exactly.
He's he's already committed the worst thing ever. Why not just rape too?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. This guy goes into a club and he's like, this is disgusting. What the fuck? These fucking half-naked women running around. Meanwhile, he's probably fucking prostitutes.
Right. Right, exactly. Like, this guy literally is like, oh, but he will fuck a maid. He has fucked maids. He has raped maids. Can we agree on that?
Probably.
And a lot of people have fetishes for maids, such as my co-host over here. He has a huge fetish for maids. So could you please explain your fetish?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about, bro?
Sorry, I have a projection issue.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. My therapist told me I had a projection issue. Whatever issue I have, I projected on other people. But anyways.
I have a story about my co-host who actually did assault a maid.
Listen, that wasn't the maid, that was my sister. So, anyways.
Listen. Trying to make it into a joke isn't going to help your cause.
Alright? But, anyways, hey.
The topic is not is my co-host a rapist. The topic is Munna Bhai a rapist?
100%. Now, another thing is that Munna Bhai has no concept of boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because this guy literally straight up, just because he couldn't fucking see a dead body, he ordered one himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And just because he fucking is a fucking retard, and he can't.
He was nice about it, though.
He was nice about it. So
he didn't kill the guy.
He didn't kill the guy, but here's the thing. What he did is he cheated on his exam by threatening a murder. So you're saying that somebody who just to pass a fucking exam will threaten the murder of somebody's father, is not gonna rape, is kind of stupid.
Well, he was playing carom with him.
He was playing carom with him. But just think about if that guy, that student guy, what was his name? Rustam?
Yeah.
If Rustam was like, fuck you, I'm not gonna do this test for you, he would have killed the dad. He's a murderer. He has killed so many people. He's fucking insane.
Wait, before this murderer thing, let's go back to this rapist thing, right?
Yeah.
So remember when the guy got cancer or some shit? The cancer guy, Jimmy Shergill?
Mm-hmm.
Stop going on Tinder, bro. Turn your phone off.
Yeah.
Bro.
No. This helped me think. See, I'm the only person.
You're the only person that gets fucked in that.
Yeah. I'm the only person who's actually lucid in this.
So,
podcast, but go ahead.
What are you talking about? You're saying you can't understand me?
No, I can understand you. It's just not making any sense. Go ahead.
This podcast is not supposed to make sense.
Good point. Go ahead.
Anyways, back to my logic, which makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I was talking about.
See, I'm the only person who's...
No, I forgot what I was fucking talking about, but I was making a very good point.
No, all your points are terrible.
I was making an amazing fucking point.
No, what's your point? See?
But tell me the fucking topic again.
The topic is... You were talking about murder, right? You were like...
What's up, guys? We're back. There was an interruption, but we're back. And now, we're going to continue talking about a topic that's very close to our hearts. Is Munna Bhai a rapist? Anyways, the point I was about to make, I remembered, by the way, is that do you remember how Munna Bhai was that when that guy got cancer and then Munna Bhai invited
prostitute?
Yeah. And he was like, let's go fuck that bitch, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay, so he's so comfortable with that, right? So why is he so uncomfortable with going to the club and seeing half naked women dancing?
I don't know, man. That doesn't make any sense to you? Not really.
Hence, Munnabai is a rapist.
But how does that make sense? How did you reach that conclusion?
Munna Bhai has slept with prostitutes, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Some of those prostitutes, right? Probably didn't want to sleep with him. But yeah. he paid his money, right? And he's a gangster. And what do gangsters do when they're already paid? They get what they want.
Yeah.
Logic.
That makes sense.
Logic.
That makes sense. So when it comes to women that are free and women that dance about in the club free and they're free prostitutes, he hates that because it's like you love steak and then some fucker's just giving out free steak and it's not a shitty steak. So that's what's going on.
Wait, what? No, isn't it like you're getting shitty steak paying for it, but then these girls are just giving out like premium steak for free and you're pissed because you can't get that
premium steak? But is it premium steak if they're really giving it for free?
That's true. But the prostitute's steak is probably not, it's not premium at all.
Some prostitute steaks are premium. There was a really nice Polish girl I met yesterday. She was $600 for 6 hours. And it was fucking amazing.
Wow, that's amazing. What was her name?
I just said Maria.
Maria?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Did she grow up in Ohio or did she grow up in Poland?
She grew up in Poland. Nice. She had a huge accent.
Nice.
What did she kept fucking her and she kept saying, nine, 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 nine.
That's German. That's not Polish.
Oh, yeah. Shit. She kept saying, nine, 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 nine. I don't know what that means. Does that mean that feels good?
Isn't it like because she was attracted to Hitler and she wanted to imagine Hitler fucking her?
And she was was in some weird fucked up shit. Who knows? Anyways, she, for some reason,
when I found her dead in the morning, her hand was like up like this, like in a Hitler salute.
In a Hitler salute. Okay.
Right. So, yeah.
Strange. People are really insane.
It's so weird. Like, I saw, like, stab wounds in her stomach. Right? Yeah. And I saw, like, a piece of your shirt's fabric on the knife. Like, it's so weird, right?
You know what else is weird?
What?
How, like, does your eyes have zoom feature that you fucking zoomed in and saw that a shirt fabric of me is stuck on the wounds?
No, because listen, the fabric was the same color as your shirt, and it was the same feel as your shirt. So, I mean, it doesn't really take a rocket scientist, you know?
Okay.
You know?
Anyways, we were talking about...
Why'd you kill a Polish prostitute?
Hey, she was $600. You think I can afford that?
True shit, boss shit.
Boss shit. Anyways, so who else kills prostitutes? Probably Munna Bhai, because he has no morality. I mean,
he does have morality, though.
He only has morality when it serves him and makes him look good. Mm. So, because he kept telling stories about how he beat the shit out of random people, right? Bro. So this one guy just made a comment about his girl, like, oh, your girl's hot or some shit. And this guy literally almost killed this guy. So this guy does not have any fucking morality or anything. So he'll just fucking kill you, man, and he'll just laugh about it.
Exactly. You know, and you know what I wish? He should have killed that doctor guy.
Which doctor? Astana?
Yeah. Fuck him. He should have fucked his daughter and then killed him.
Yeah, that would be the most realistic shit ever. But here's the thing. That would be the daughter's best sexual experience. Because here's the thing.
Hundo.
First of all, your father is always an alpha male, okay? And to replace your father, your lover kills your father. And that increases it releases a lot of endorphins, neurotransmitters in the female brain when your father's dead by your lover. And you want to procreate because you lost somebody. So now you have to gain somebody, right? Minus attraction. Like, listen, when you're out of milk, what do? You go to the shop, buy milk. So now your dad's dead. Now you're going to make a child because you got to replace the dad. And you can name the child your dad's name. And that happens a lot. I mean, one of my friends did this to one of his girlfriends. And he's happily ever after. So that's what can happen. And that's what should have happened. And the movie's name should have been called The Ultimate Cuck. And The Ultimate Cuck is a story about a father who spent his whole life taking care of his daughter only to let another man fuck his daughter.
Bro.
If you're a father, you're basically automatically a cuck.
You're a father of a daughter.
Yeah, if you're a father who has a daughter, yes.
Or a gay son.
Or a gay son.
If I had a daughter,
uh-huh.
Kill her. Immediately.
You would kill her immediately, okay.
Immediately.
Okay.
No doubt.
100%.
No doubt. Strangle.
Strangle.
Sure. You gotta strangle though.
Why not? Yeah.
You have to.
Strangle him. Yeah.
You have to.
But anyways, yeah. Back to the topic. Munna Bhai probably strangled many, many women. And I've seen that happen myself, actually.
Well, yeah, dude. Wasn't Munna Bhai the one that got you the Polish prostitute? Remember when Munna Bhai was supposed to come to America?
Oh my god, that's so funny. Yeah, he actually got me the Polish prostitute. We actually have a recording of how it sounded, the phone call sounded. So I'm going to be playing me and my co-host is going to play Munna Bhai, okay? So this is how the conversation went.
Hey, what are you talking?
Oh, hello, sir. Bhai, Munna Bhai, sir. हमारी प्रोस्टिट्यूट चाहिए
चाहिए कौन से कलर की चाहिए
सादा सादा
सादा
हाँ
अबे साला सादा नहीं पूछा मैंने तेरे को पूछा रंग
पीला 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 white girl
पीला is yellow
fuck what's white अरे भाई मुन्ना भाई की सिखाना भाई
अरे चिट्टी चाहिए
हाँ चिट्टी चाहिए चिट्टी चाहिए
गोरी लड़की चाहिए
गोरी लड़की हाँ
गोरी लड़की चाहिए तेरे को
हाँ गोरी लड़की अच्छी गोरी लड़की
तेरे पास एक चिकना माल
चिकना भाई
चिकना
अच्छा 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 कितना
600 मेरा 600 उसका
600 ओह माय गॉड
1200 टोटल
भाई ये तो बहुत ज्यादा है भाई
भाई
अच्छा इतना ज्यादा है मैं क्या अच्छा अच्छा हम एक डील करते हैं मैं आपको 600 देता हूं
मेरे को मेरा काला पिंप कह रहे हैं कि मेरे से बात करा ए मैं व्हाट्स द प्रॉब्लम
मैं अच्छा ओके कुड यू प्लीज गिव इट टू मुन्ना भाई
ए मैं ही वांट्स टू टॉक टू यू मैन
अच्छा भाई मुन्ना भाई हमसे बात करिए प्लीज सर हमसे बात करिए हंसना मत भाई अच्छा हम एक डील करते हैं ठीक है एक डील करते हैं
मैं
आपको 600 देता हूँ
चुप्पे मछली चुप 1200
अच्छा मैं आपको 600 देता और द 600 दैट आई ओ हर आई जस्ट किल हर
Deal. Done.
And you don't tell anybody, so I give you 650.
Done.
Okay, acha, bye.
Chalta hai.
So this was a actual conversation of Munna Bhai, where he literally did not care if his employee was dead, as long as he got paid.
I know Munna Bhai is supposed to be from Mumbai. This was a combination of Mumbai, Bihari,
Munabai is kind of international.
It's everything, bro. Munabai, he's international, bro.
He changes his accent, so it's hard to track. He's kind of a master thief. But that's kind of it. And
all I want to say is Munabai is my idol.
Munabai is your idol.
Yeah.
So you would say Chris Brown is also your idol.
Chris Brown, Tory Lanez, Munabai.
Okay.
You know.
On our next podcast, we might explore the topic such as, is Munabai a domestic abuser? Is Munabai a nashakhor? Is Munabai an alcoholic? Is Munabai a pedophile or a hebophile?
And then we will explore more topics like, is Salman Khan a top G?
Is Salman Khan a top G? Is Salman Khan, how big is Salman Khan's dick? How small is Salman Khan's dick? Have you ever wondered about that? Maybe that has something to do with anger issues. Because a lot of psychologists say that the guy who has the smallest dick will have the loudest voice.
Salman Khan is also really short.
Yeah, and dick size is usually proportional. So what's going on with that? But we have done a lot of research.
I feel like Salman Khan would have a very thick cock, you know?
He would have a very thick,
like
delicate cock.
I think it'd be small, but it'd be thick.
Probably. You know? We should ask Malaika Arora.
Yeah.
Should ask
that
Malaika.
Was a sneak peek of our next podcast. Salman Khan, the top G.